Hi, my name is Jerry Skhosana, brand ambassador of Hollywood Bets. I need to share my story when I had to go and play football in China. I think the news was broken to me in December. That was, I think, 1999. And of course, I had to go to China based on the fact that I had to pass a fitness test, which was called the Cooper test. And the Cooper test, you have to run the whole field, like the athletic field. In 12 minutes, you should have done like 8 laps for you to qualify. And on the 2nd of January, 2000, I think I had to do that. And I was a little bit overweight, you know, coming from Christmas, you know. And of course, at least I managed to do like 8.5. And then they said, look, I was in that bed. And the Chinese said they can take me with them, which was like end of January, to go and have a stint, because they thought maybe I might not even make the 8 rounds that they've put for me. And I had to go to China the first time, getting into China, cold, icy, rainy. I thought I was like in Europe because I never thought like Asia was having that kind of weather. And of course, getting to know the teammates first, I had to sleep outside of the clubhouse, which was like a hotel not far from the clubhouse. And when I came to the team, I was lucky because it wasn't like running. It was more of like playing soccer and getting the touches, trying some few players that were also there. I remember having the Uruguayans, having the guys from also Africa, in Burkina Faso. And of course, touches, I was good in that. They were more impressed. Even the Chinese players were more impressed. And the most important thing was like, some of them were told that I played for the national team, Bafana Bafana, and I was in the first ever 1988 World Cup squad that went to France. And they did see that, and I got the respect that I deserve. And we got along. After a week, I was roped into the clubhouse, my own room, of which it was like a luxurious clubhouse. I mean, one of the best, you know, but I never expected that as well. And I stayed there, and we keep on training, sometimes go play friendly games, do a lot of training, and obviously do a lot of running. I think in hardly a month, we were supposed to go to another country, sorry, another province in China, where we're gonna do our Cooper test and the BIP test. If you don't make it with the Cooper test, you have to go and do the BIP test the following day. Imagine running, being tired, and then you have to do the BIP test. Those are two different kinds of tests that determine how fit are you. I managed to do it, and lucky for me, it was only 7 laps and a half, and then I was done. They told me I need to move out because I was far ahead of the rest of my team. And that's how I survived. And of course, I was eligible to be signed, and everything was sorted. I was happy with the offer from China. And of course, there was no agent in that. And the difficult part of it was like the signing on fee. I was given 2 weeks to come back to South Africa whilst they were sorting out the papers. And in doing that, I came back and they told me when I come back, I would be having I'll have to go and stay in town. I must bring my family with. Unfortunately, I couldn't take my son because he was still young, still at school. But I managed to take my wife along for the second stint when we were going to start the league. I had a marvelous playing career there. I was scoring goals left and right. I was the most popular player in coming from Africa. And obviously, there was, because my team was like in the second division, there were some of the teams that were in the first division who wanted me to come along, like to play for their teams. Simon Makuela's team was there, Mark Williams, I remember he was there, and some of the African players that played this side, like the Mushangazikes, they were there. And yes, everything was smooth running. I was happy there. I ate a lot of things, different things. But one thing that you need to know, Chinese are more respectful in their culture. They wouldn't allow anyone to take anything or maybe look down at their culture. There were things that I wanted to take along to show the South Africans how is the life in China, but unfortunately, those were not allowed. Like the alcohol that they drink that side. You know, we only drink sorghum beer this side, that we only do it for ourselves. But that side, it's totally different, and it's not an international beer; it's a local beer. And it's not basically the beer, you know. I don't know how to call it, but it's something that is nice. But the ingredients inside, I don't think any South African can drink that when you see those things that are inside that. And yes, I stayed there, and there was constantly the signing on fee part of it, of which I always engaged with the team that side. And they told me, no, everything was sorted with Orlando Pirates this side. Contacted the chairman from where, whilst I was in Europe, the late Mr. Ngubane. And yes, they promised that everything will be sorted through my mom. When I called my mom, nothing has happened. So it was something that I was doing well that side, and nothing happened this side in terms of my signing on fee. So that didn't sit well with me. But honestly, I had a wonderful stay. The guys loved me. And there was a time when we had to go and play a game, and it was like a top of the lock game in Beijing. And then I broke the news to the team manager to say, look, there's no way I can go to Beijing because I'm not happy and I want to play the best of my football. But if this is the way it is, there's no way I can do that. And they did understand, but they were not happy about it. They tried to convince me, they tried that they will get involved to do that and ask the club here in South Africa what was the problem, because they've paid the money, which was like the transfer fee, of which I was eligible to part of that as the signing on fee. And yeah, it wasn't good. I was with my wife and she was happy in China. You know, we could go for shopping, go like late night, going to eat at the restaurant, different kinds of cuisine from China, but I wasn't happy on the inside. And yes, I decided to come back, and you know, it wasn't good coming back in South Africa, because when I got here, people started making stories. I fought in China. How can you do that as a South African? You can't. You can't do that in that country. It's so difficult. It's hard. And also, I ran away from China. How can I run away from China when you do have the customs? You are an international. If you go out, everything, they know you are in the country or you are out of the country. How can you run away from that? And a whole lot of things were said about me. And yes, I think that's the part of it. I wanted to have a lengthy career and not only playing for my team, because if maybe that season we didn't get the promotion, obviously, first division teams were looking at me and I was doing well. And yeah, I think that's the part of my career in China. It was something that I've enjoyed, really, really, really enjoyed in terms of the experience in China. But unfortunately, that happened whilst I was not happy on the inside due to what I've already said. Thank you, Jerisko Sana here. Keep well.